With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Ed Donahue reports on a suggestion and a warning for Iran.
On social media, President Trump called for Iran's unconditional surrender. He also said the U.S. and its allies would help rebuild Iran, making it economically bigger, better, and stronger than ever before. Yesterday at the White House, the president had a message for Iran's Revolutionary Guard.
You're going to have a chance after all these years to take back your country, accept immunity. We'll give you immunity, and we'll be giving you really the right side of history, because that's what it is. So you'll be perfectly safe with total immunity, or you'll face absolutely guaranteed death. And I don't want to see that.
I'm Ed Donahue.
The U.S., meanwhile, strengthening ties with a South American neighbor.
The State Department says the United States and Venezuela have agreed to reestablish diplomatic relations. The move comes as Trump administration officials have been visiting the South American nation after dictator Nicolas Maduro was deposed by the U.S. back in January. Since then, the Trump administration has been stepping up pressure on Maduro loyalists now in charge of the oil-rich nation. Ties between the U.S. and Venezuela were severed in 2019. Rich Thomason, Washington.
There's a Senate race in Georgia that's drawing a lot of national attention as the Republican primary draws closer. We get more details on that race from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
President Donald Trump is yet to endorse a candidate in Georgia's Republican primary. Some Republicans are worried that the three-candidate field will make it harder to beat incumbent Senator John Ossoff. He's raised more than any other U.S. candidate, far outpacing his opponents. He's also making his case to voters directly while the Republicans compete with each other. All three candidates have touted their support for President Trump. Strategists believe that Mr. Trump is remaining cautious to avoid endorsing someone who may lose. I'm Bernie Bennett.
And this is SRN News. Michael Harrington reports on a new warning coming from the Trump administration.
The Department of Health and Human Services has sent a letter to all 50 states warning them they cannot take a child away from their parents because mom and dad do not support the youngster's decision to live as the opposite sex. There are isolated reports of this happening in several states, and the Trump administration wants to nip it in the bud. HHS says, quote, parents have the right to raise their children according to their religious beliefs. Michael Harrington reporting.
A German court has convicted a Syrian man of stabbing and seriously wounding a Spanish tourist at Berlin's Holocaust Memorial just over a year ago, and then sentenced him to 13 years in prison. The 20-year-old defendant was convicted on charges including attempted murder and attempted membership in a foreign terrorist organization. The Berlin District Court found that he traveled from Leipzig to Berlin on February 21st of last year to carry out the attack. This is SRN News. Some firehouses are looking to reduce heart increases with a new alarm.
If you've been hanging out at a Danbury, Connecticut firehouse lately, you might have noticed the alarms went from this to this.
Check one. Respond to sick person.
Assistant Chief William Lounsbury says Danbury has joined firehouses around the country that made the switch.
The new system has reduced and she'll continue to reduce firefighter stress from the sound of the tones going off. The information is delivered clear, so you're not struggling to understand what's being said.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A Chinese company has developed what it claims is the world's largest flying electrical vertical takeoff and landing vehicle, or eVTOL. Named the Matrix, the 5-ton aircraft can carry as many as 10 passengers at once. More on these stories at srnnews.com.